What's going on, everybody? This is Nick. Obviously, I'm sorry for the weird intro. Honestly, one of my friends was making fun of my intro the other day, how I like say the same thing over and over again. But I think, isn't that kind of how an intro is? It's just supposed to be like, you know, the same every single time because it's just your intro. And your outro, usually you can switch up, but all right, well, anyways, hope all of y'all had a great weekend and hope everyone has a great week. I wanted to record this episode real quick because I just remembered something that I think is fucking hilarious. So, nobody believes me when I tell them that I have, like, this crazy life that really random crazy shit happens to me. And then I tell them these stories and show them proof and, like, blows their fucking mind. Like, I'm that person that comes up to you and says, like, yeah, I met an alien. They shoved the probe up my ass. And you're like, haha, no, they didn't. And then, like, one day, you know, randomly, you just see me bent over with a probe up my ass and an alien smiling behind me. You're like, holy shit, he wasn't fucking kidding. But no, on a real note, so I was in Miami, I don't know, like 2014, I think this happened, right? And I was working, I was working for a company out there. It's just one of the things I do. And I was coming home for the convention center, and I was walking home because I think one year I rented like one of those moped things, but I was walking this time. So I was walking home, and I think I was on Washington Ave or Washington Street, whatever, that main strip. And I was off of Fifth Street. That's where my condo was. So I'm coming down the road, and I turn down Fifth Street, right? And I start walking towards my condo. Now I'm like 3 blocks, maybe 4 blocks away, and I notice there's like this caravan of people like walking towards me. Literally, okay, there's a tow truck. Picture this: there's a tow truck in the middle of the street doing like maybe 4 miles an hour, surrounded by like 10 people following it on foot. It's really, it looks like something out of the fucking movies. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I don't know. Anyways, right? So then as they get closer to me, one of the dudes points to me and goes, that's the guy. And I'm like, no, I can't be the guy. I promise you, I haven't done anything besides go to my job and come here. Only been here 2 days. I'm not the guy. Stop pointing at me, right? In the car, they start walking towards me, right? Now, 5 or 6 of these guys get up to me and they're like, turn around, put your hands up. I'm like, whoa, dude, what is happening right now? He's like, get your hands up, you got anything in your pockets, this, where's your, blah, 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 you know, the whole routine. Patting me down, and they pull out their badges, and they're very undercover cops, if that makes sense. Like, you could clearly tell they were fucking cops, but they were in, like, you know, plain clothes. So they pull out their badges out underneath their shirts, and they're like laughing, like, yeah, this is the guy, yeah. He goes, you steal a car lately? I'm like, motherfucker, do I look like I just stole a car? Dude, I'm in like nice jeans, nice shoes, a fucking V-neck. Like, I literally just came from work. I'm wearing like a nice fucking gold bracelet. Like, are you joking? I totally just stole a fucking car. That's why I'm walking. Like, fuck. So anyways, they pull out a piece of paper, obviously with this dude's face on it, and they put it next to mine. They go, nah, never mind. That's not him. Sorry, dude. Have a good day. And they fucking walk away like it didn't just happen. Now, if this was anybody else, you know, in America nowadays, you totally know that would have been, like, a big no-no. Like, that would have made, like, headline news right there, right? And I just literally was just like, all right, that happened. Anyways, I'm gonna go get lunch now. Like, I didn't even think about it. I forgot about it so much that when I went to dinner with my father and like, my uncle that night, I didn't even say anything about it. That's how much I, like, completely forgot about it. Yeah, man. Crazy, crazy stuff. Seriously. All right, I'm gonna go take a break real quick, because I actually have to go to lunch with my family, but I will be back because I'm only like 4 minutes deep into this and we got some stuff to talk about today. Hey everybody, I just want to thank you for listening to my podcast. If you could all just take a minute to listen to my sponsored segment before the rest of my podcast continues, that would be great. The finances that come from these sponsors allow me to keep posting these things for you guys. Also helps me with my personal life, and I can keep coming up with an entertainment, you know, for you guys. So I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. All right. So where I left off was some stuff I was talking about Miami, some crazy stuff. Now that's like the crazy side of my life. But let's talk about the other side of my life. The stuff I absolutely hate doing, and every person in this entire fucking country is going to relate to me right now, okay? So, I mean, I don't know if they have DMVs in other countries. Now, I'm sorry if that sounds like stupid and arrogant, but I don't know. I've never really been to that many other countries, let alone seen if they have DMVs. So anyways, I went to the DMV the other day because my car needed to be renewed. blah, blah, blah. I had to be inspected and get my, my registration renewed. Now, you would think that all you have to do is just walk in there. Hi, here's my car. It's literally like, it's not a brand new car, but it's 2014 with low miles on it. Like, it's nothing wrong with it. Okay. Everything works perfectly. You think I could, and it's insured. You think I just walk in there. All right, here's the money for the renewal, sign the papers, you know, whatever. Tried that. They were like, no, you got to go get it reinspected first. I'm like, okay, no big deal. Literally, there's nothing wrong with my car. It's like brand new. So I go to the inspection line, and immediately the dude's face is just like, I'm going to fuck this guy's day up now. Like, if anybody listening to this works for an inspection station, I hate you. I'm just saying, I hate you. And at the same time, I wish I could have your job, because you literally, like, you just fuck people's days up. You're kind of like cops in the sense that, like, you have the power to fuck somebody's day up and there's nothing they could do about it. Like, you know, like cops pull people over and they write them a ticket, right? And you can't do anything about that. You're fucked. And you just, ha ha, and walk away. That's what the DMV does. You inspection motherfuckers. That's what you guys do. Car pulls in. I don't like the way your light's flashing. Failed. That's exactly what they did to me. Literally, I pulled up. The guy's like, get out. I get out, right? And then he's like, yeah. He just starts shaking his head and talking to his other buddy. And I'm just like, hello. I'm standing right here. I don't like your faces. Can you tell me why you're failing me? Before he even said anything, I knew he was failing me. He's like, yeah, could you come around back? And I'm like, okay, what's up? He's like, yeah, turn your blinker on. I'm like, okay, it's on. He's like, yeah, see? I'm like, see what? Just the blinker. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking flashing like it's supposed to. That's what blinkers do. It's indicating that I'm turning. That is the object. That is the point. So yeah, it's blinking too fast. It blinks a little bit faster than the other one. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, the left blinker, yeah, it blinks faster. It blinks faster than the other one. I'm like, okay, what's your fucking point? It still works. It works perfectly fine. It's, you know, legally bright. It's legally blinking. It's still signaling that I'm turning. He's like, yeah, no, but they have to blink equally. I'm like, dude, okay, what's next? And he's like, oh, you see your taillights? I'm like, yes. I'm like, let me stop you real quick before you say anything. Before you say anything about my taillights, I want to acknowledge the fact that every single light bulb in my taillights is lit. And when I hit the brakes, they are lit too. And he goes, you're right. But that light bulb right there is a little bit brighter than the rest of them. I go, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, yeah, they all have to be equally bright. You know, that one's brighter than the other ones. I'm like, dude, it took everything in me to not strangle this man. Okay. And he's just like, yeah. Oh yeah. And your side marker's not working. No, my side marker's not there because I got hit there. He's like, yeah, well, you need to replace that too. Oh, and your stupid, whatever that thing is called, the license plate bulb, one of them's out. I have a license plate cover anyway. What does it fucking matter? You can't see my license plate anyway. So anyways, long story short, they literally failed me for light bulbs that weren't equally bright. Okay. So now, not only did I fail my inspection, but on top of all that, I can't go get it registered until I fix all that shit. So now they want me to replace all my light bulbs, okay? Which isn't even guaranteeing it's going to fix it, because my light bulbs are all aftermarket. Everything in my car is, it's aftermarket, most of the stuff on there. So, like, it's all different, you know? It's just, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you guys fucking suck. Like, I thought the inside of the DMV sucked, because y'all are fucking miserable. Now, I got family that works in DMV, and I can just tell you right now, you're miserable. Like, you guys just love fucking people's days up, because your day fucking sucks. But yeah, that was my adventure to the DMV. Anyways, have a good day. Thanks.